Hi, this is Debbie Mayer in Hudson, and you're listening to WGXC Acra 90.7 on your radio dial or streaming 24/7 at WGXC.org.
Greetings. My name is Denali Rennick, and I invite you to tune in to Muddy Boots on the fourth Thursday of the month from 1 to 3 a.m., and we shall wander where sneakers never will. Weaving within the playlist are artisanal tunes, film clips, one-off sounds, folktales, cut-ups, literary snippets, poetic whimsy, and other assorted oddities. That's the fourth Thursday of the month from 1 to 3 a.m. See you there.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the Healthcare Consortium, a rural health network dedicated to improving access to healthcare and supporting the health and well-being of the people in our rural community. Throughout 2018, the Healthcare Consortium will be celebrating 20 years of serving the residents of Columbia and Greene counties. To learn more about the Healthcare Consortium and its services, please visit www.columbiahealthnet.org or call 518-822-8820.
Hey, listen!
Okay!
Use the boots to get through. I'm walking here.
Don't make eye contact. Whatever you do, keep moving.
Are those guys sailors?
Show me your moves.
You better keep your hands off my hat.
Where'd my hat go?
Maybe you two could form a stupid hat club.
Objection!
Mad prism power!
If you've heard of it, it's already too mainstream for me.
Who would bear the whips and scorns of time?
Plankov said if you don't come in tomorrow, don't bother coming in Monday.
Woohoo! 4-day weekend!
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the ninth wonder of the world, Timeless Vibes!
Sending sound data to idiot earthling radio host, inhabitant H491, Sato. Timeless Vibes initiating in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome, one and all, to Timeless Vibes here on WGXC 90.7 FM Acra. I am your host, Sappho, and this is Timeless Vibes, where we play the best in classical, orchestral, and instrumental music from video games, movies, anime, television, cartoons, and a whole bunch of other stuff, as well as original works then and now. And if you're new to this show, I like to start out with a mystery piece. I don't tell you what the first piece is, and I'm going to play you two tracks for this first piece. Going to mix it up a little bit. But here it is. It's a very mysterious piece. It's even got mystery in the title. This is our mystery piece to start the show here on Timeless Vibes, here on WGXC 90.7 FM Acra.
Thank you.
a mysterious jungle and the theme of Dark Void from the video game Dark Void, composed and conducted by Bear McCrary. A little bit of a glitch near the end of that piece, by the way, unintended. But a great and exciting and thrilling way to start Timeless Vibes. And if you missed our intro, this is the show where we play the best in classical, orchestral, and instrumental music from video games, movies, anime, television, as well as original works then and now. But things are a bit different this episode. I mean, things have been kind of crazy the last few shows. I mean, after being released from my demon possession in our Halloween special and all the craziness that took place before that, I mean, I was declared insane. Sean Conn here got fired from the Lingerie Football League.
You said you weren't going to mention that again.
I lied. But, you know, so I want things to just slow down for a bit, you know? You see, at Timeless Vibes, this show is like an amoeba. It takes many different forms. So today's show, I'm going to focus on the mystical and the majestic. And things usually get kind of crazy around here on this show, but I just want to slow down just for a bit, for this hour, to play some majestic, mystical, mysterious, mythic music. I mean, all four of those words kind of end up meaning the same thing. I mean, they don't, but in terms of music, they kind of blend in with each other. Mystical, majestic, magical. It's going to be all of those things. But yeah, very, very, just very nice mystical and... Yeah, mystical and majestic music.
Boo! That means it's going to be slow and uninteresting.
Oh. Well, actually, I can see where you're coming from, Sean Conn. I would prefer it if you don't yell across the room, but there are too many andantes and symphonies and the like where no matter how hard the composer tries to be romantic or introspective, the more they try to do so, the more they become dry, energyless husks, where the only mystery is why the heck they wrote the piece in the first place. I'm sure you've had the same feeling, where you listened to a slow piece that was nice, maybe nicely orchestrated, but just kind of went on too long, and you were just completely confused as to what the point of it even was. And, I mean, I can say that that's happened to me, definitely, from experience. And I like to avoid that on this show, and I am going to play some more mysterious, some more gradual, slowly revealing music, but I think it's going to be just as rewarding as anything really exciting and heart-pumping, just like our first piece, Dark Void. That was actually why I decided to play two tracks for the opening of our show, because the first track that played was Mysterious Jungle, and I really like that piece, because it just sort of plays in very interesting ways with the main theme. And it's just a very nice ambiance. I love that lush, theatrical, mystery sound that is provided in that first track. But then I also wanted to just bring in that propulsive Dark Void theme, which followed after, which is just so much fun in terms of percussion. It's kind of a swashbuckler score, but with a tinge of sci-fi in it, so I really liked that. But like I said, I'm going to play some mystical, majestic music, but don't take my word for it. Here's our next piece. This is Ballad of Springfield Mountain, composed by Bernard Herrmann and conducted by James Sedaris, performed by the New Zealand Symphony Orchestra. This is the Ballad of Springfield Mountain from the movie Devil and the Daniel Webster. Really like this piece. Very, just very mystic. I've said that about 8 times now, but if this piece isn't mystic, I don't know what is. And it's very gentle, very light, but very soothing. This is the Ballad of Springfield Mountain from The Devil and Daniel Webster. You're listening to Timeless Vibes here on WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra. So here it is, the Ballad of Springfield Mountain, composed by Bernard Herrmann. Thank you. The Ballad of Springfield Mountain, composed by Bernard Herrmann, conducted by James Sedaris, and performed by the New Zealand Symphony Orchestra. I feel like I should have actually said that piece quietly, just to match the tone. But if that piece and the one before it, if their majesty still hasn't seduced you to its charms, whatever that means, I have no idea what that means, so don't bother deciphering at home. But if it hasn't, I'm going to play another piece for you, and this one's going to be even more mystic, even more elusive, if you will. But that was a nice piece, Ballad of Springfield Mountain, composed by Bernard Herrmann.
Hey, Seth, what do you think heaven's like?
What? What are you going on about this for? Besides, there may not even be one.
Wow, way to go. You made him cry.
Sorry, I didn't know he was an afterlife kind of guy.
Personally, if there is one, I want to be a superhero and just take out everybody in my past who tried to get in my way.
I don't even know how to correct that, Pacino, but okay.
I'd like to be able to eat anything I want. Also lots of babes. All the babes.
You know, Sean Conn, if this is heaven we're talking about, I don't think lust would be tolerated, or even gluttony for that matter. Besides, you might ascend to some ethereal form where all human pleasures have lost meaning.
No deal. Babes are bust. Well, what would be your ideal afterlife, Seth? If there is one.
I don't know. You see, that's the thing. I can't really think of anything that would redeem all of this. I mean, I don't know. I suppose the best I could conjure up is trekking through various natural landscapes with my stuffed animals, then hang out and stuff our faces until we fall asleep. Rinse and repeat the next day, day after day.
Need more babes.
Well, you can't have any. We're going to go to the next piece. This is from the Fourth Symphony, composed by Vittorio Giannini. This is his second movement to his Fourth Symphony. It's conducted by Daniel Spaulding and performed by the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra. And this is a very nice, calming piece. It kind of hits your musical funny bone. Yeah, you might know what I mean when you hear it. But this is the second movement to Symphony No. 4, composed by Vittorio Giannini. Nice Italian name. That sounds Russian. I don't know why. I hope he's Italian, otherwise I'm going to look like a real idiot.
You already look like one, what?
That is true. Here is the second movement to Symphony No. 4, composed by Vittorio Giannini. Or not, because it's stuck. Hold on a second, I got it.
You can do it, lad. I believe in you.
All right. I'm going to put it in. It's going to work this time.
This is awkward.
Yeah, I know. I actually did have trouble with this disc once before. I think... it's not because it's an old disc, it's actually very new. I got it just 2 months ago, and when I first played it, it didn't work. But then it worked fine after that. And now it's come back to haunt me. Let's hope. There we go. Thank you. the second movement to Vittorio Giannini's Fourth Symphony, performed by the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra and conducted by Daniel Spalding. You're listening to Timeless Vibes here on WGXC 90.7 FM Accra. And now it's time to get serious.
Ah. Oh. You stepped on my foot.
Sorry. It's time to get serious. We've only two pieces left. And this is two chances to capture majesty like lightning in a bottle. But I'm not going to lie to you. This is a long one. Up next, we have a piece by Bruckner. What's the saying? Miss the forest for the trees? That saying applies to no one better than Bruckner. He isn't one for leading the listener through a conventional series of narratives, ups and downs. And by that, I mean Bruckner is a romantic composer in the sense that he tries to latch on to pure feeling, which, as you might know, goes through a lot of ups and downs and takes a lot of different shapes and forms just through a single day for any person on this earth. That's Bruckner, and that's why no one really listens to him. Because he has these giant declarative themes, and very declarative, and then it will sulk away into this pleasant, maybe roaming fare, and you're just sitting there like, what happened? But it's all in the grand scheme to evoke a sense of worldliness, and that's what Bruckner's all about. He's all about the grand scheme. To evoke that sense of worldliness, perhaps how the natural landscape or events of the day affect you. And that's putting it in a pedestrian sense. Of course, Bruckner is a lot more spiritual in that regard. He's not one of the most accessible composers out there. Few conductors can seem to get a whole Bruckner symphony right. They might perform a really good movement or two, but maybe the scherzo section is not up to snuff or something like that. But I'd like to avoid that. And there, pretty much all of Bruckner's works I do enjoy. But, I mean, among his probably favorite works, it's probably Symphony No. 9 is his first favorite work among the general populace, followed very closely by 4, and then maybe the 7th Symphony gets the bronze. But I'm going to play you the first movement to my favorite Bruckner symphony, the 6th. This is Maestoso, the first movement from Anton Bruckner's 6th Symphony. It's very majestic. It's also kind of humorous, and I think that's why it originally grabbed my ear. Not so much in this first movement, but sort of more throughout it, especially the final movement. But this is the first movement, very majestic. This is Maestoso from Bruckner's 6th Symphony, conducted by Wolfgang Sawallisch. This is the first movement to Anton Bruckner's 6th Symphony. And I'm telling you, it's going to be very rewarding at the end when it's all said and done. Bruckner, he takes time, but I think of all of the movements I could play, I think this is one of the most accessible. So this is the first movement to Anton Bruckner's 6th Symphony.
Thank you.
31st Movement 2, Symphony No. 6, composed by Anton Bruckner, performed by the Bavarian State Orchestra and conducted under the baton of Wolfgang Swalish. Woo! Yeah. Oh, that's the kind of stuff, man. I love the ending of that first movement, is what I forgot to say before I played it. Those grand heights, those last 2 minutes especially, those grand heights that it reaches, yeah! That's majesty, man. That's majestic. Or whatever this show was supposed to be about. Majesty, right? Mysticism? Majestic? Yeah. You're listening to Timeless Vibes here on WGXC 90.7 FM Acre. And we've got one last piece for you here today. But I'm really feeling it. I'm feeling the mysticism, man. I'm feeling the majesty. Yeah! Yeah!
I hate it when it gets like this.
Tell me about it. What? I'm just expressing myself. Whatever. That's the stuff, man. I mean, the ending of that almost kind of evokes probably stuff you've heard in the movies, like, I don't know, any pirate movie ever made or Superman. A lot of composers took from Bruckner, really. Debussy also, but a lot from Bruckner for sure. And there's no shame in saying that. Absolutely not. I think it's a good thing. But you can definitely hear, at the very least, a lot of inspiration in the movies based off of Bruckner's music, which I think is cool. And I think is still original in of itself. There's still too much controversy about all the movies copying off of classical music and all that stuff. I mean, that's true to some extent. But, I mean, that's a story for another day. Overall, my summing up of that would be, you know, It doesn't really matter, because most of the time, movies are still able to make music that evokes what it's made for and still manages to be something original in of itself, even if you can spot an inspiration or two, even if it's a heavy, very heavily evident inspiration. But that was the first movement to Bruckner's Sixth Symphony. We've got one last piece for you to really wrap up the majesty. I'm going to play a really, really fast, upbeat one here for you. This is the Dungeons of Hyrule, a special treat to end this show. The Dungeons of Hyrule, conducted by Eimear Noon and performed by the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, arranged by Chad Sider. This is the Dungeons of Hyrule, here on Timeless Vibes, here on WGXC 90.7 FM Acre. Dungeons of Hyrule! We'll be right back. Legends of Hyrule from the Legend of Zelda series. That performance of Dungeons of Hyrule, conducted by Eimear Noon, performed by the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, arranged by Chad Sider. You're listening to Timeless Vibes here on WGXC 90.7 FM Acre, and that's our show here on Timeless Vibes here on WGXC. This was our show where we played some majestic, mysterious, magical music. That was Dungeons of Hyrule. I really wanted to end with an explosive piece, a bit more explosive. And I feel like that did the trick. Of course, this was Timeless Vibes, where we play the best in classical, orchestral, and instrumental music from video games, film, anime, television, cartoons, and a whole bunch of other stuff, as well as original works then and now. Classical, instrumental, concert band, doesn't matter. We'll probably play it if it has instruments in it. This was Timeless Vibes. I don't know actually when we will be back. When we will be back, but hopefully when we are back, it'll be better than it ever has been before. I've actually been trying to spruce this show up a little bit more, improving as we go. So I hope you like some of the changes that I might make in future episodes. But this was Timeless Vibes.